It is 4:30 on downtown. Time to talk Celtics. John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast joins us. Good afternoon, John.
Hey, how are you doing, man?
Well, we're getting a little winter up here. Actual snow today. I'd forgotten you get that sort of thing in January.
Yeah, I know. It feels like 4 days ago I was out in like a t-shirt, and now I'm shoveling.
So, oh yeah, yeah,
and classic New England.
Exactly. You gotta keep both handy. You never know what you'll need depending on the day.
Never know.
Well, let's see. Celtics are almost at the halfway point of the season, and I'm sure if anybody had said to Joe Mazzulla, "Hey, you're gonna have 31, 32 wins at the halfway mark," he'd be more than happy with that.
Yeah, it's a pretty good team. First team to 30. Winning almost 78% of their games, perfect at home. This is the formula that I always talk about. Win your home games, split your road games, you got yourself a 60-win season. And they are winning all of their home games. They have a winning record on the road. And, you know, if you look across the league, it's hard to have a winning record on the road. Boston is 12-9. They have the most road wins, and no one is better than 12-9. So for anybody who's like, the road record, it's hard to win on the road. So they're doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing.
Boy, and they sure did what they're supposed to be doing on defense last night. That was, I thought, one of their better defensive efforts of the season.
Yeah, they had some stretches where, and this is without Jaylen Brown on the floor, they had Peyton Pritchard on the floor, who I think is the biggest mismatch potential on the roster. And man, they went to a zone for a stretch. They went, you know, in their man-to-man defense, the effort, the communication, you talk about being on a string where everybody's kind of moving in unison. It's never going to be perfect. But what they were able to do when something went, I'll say wrong, even though it didn't go wrong, something just went, you know, a little bit awry. They covered for one another. It really was one of their best, I think, defensive stretches of the season. It's starting to come together, and throwing in that zone is a great new wrinkle because it's the way they play it. It's not very traditional, and it really has the potential to be disruptive.
Well, let's talk about that 2-1-2 zone. You broke it down online. Can you talk about what it was that made it so unique and so effective last night?
So they do a couple of things. It's kind of like a matchup. You remember the old UNLV amoeba zone, where it's not just the, you know, two guys up top, two guys down low, one guy in the middle. It flows. It's fluid. So Peyton Pritchard reads that there's a guy who's a threat. So he just picks that guy up as he goes across the zone. And guys recognize that, and they just kind of shift. So they still end up being five guys in the right spots. It's just the guy who started on the bottom left could end up on the top right. And they just keep going, and reading what each other is doing and then reacting to that. And again, the communication, Mazzulla after the game was talking about, it forces us to communicate. And so when the Celtics are not playing their best defense, you could go to a zone just to force them to pick up their communication. Jason Tatum was saying, like, this is fun because we're still figuring out. So it's something new to keep the guys engaged. And then for a few possessions, they're in the zone. And in the middle of it, you just hear them say, man, man, man. And they switch to a man-to-man. You know, you work a possession down to 12 seconds on the shot clock, and all of a sudden you switch the defense that's being played, and the opponent just goes like, whoa, we were just running our zone offense. And it led to a couple of turnovers. So there's a lot going on. There are man principles. It's very fluid. It's very unpredictable. And, you know, the fact that they're still getting the hang of it is the scary proposition because it does, it does look like if they're all on the same page and reading and reacting well, that could be what fuels huge runs like the one it fueled last night, which was like a 20-4 run to flip the game.
Yeah, and one of the things that they seem to improve across the board on this season, I think, John, is both on defense and offensively, is that court awareness, and that's probably one of the reasons why we're not seeing as many turnovers.
Yeah, I think this... I keep talking about it, excuse me, the level-headedness of this team is impressive. They communicate with one another. They keep their heads on straight. And I think that's a testament to Jrue Holiday and Derek White having an increased role. Mm. They fed off of Marcus Smart's emotions. And Marcus still is making great defensive plays. But the Holiday kind of coolness under pressure is kind of like taking Boston to the next level. Everybody stays calm. Everybody just understands. Just keep going. You mess up, just keep going. Don't stop. Just whatever you just decided to do, roll with it. And we'll adjust behind you. And that's the important thing, because if you pick some guy up and you see it all the time. In fact, it happened in last night's game when Toronto was on defense. Somebody decided that Jason Tatum had the ball and somebody realized, oh, that's not my man, and he left. He just left Jason Tatum open, and he drilled the three-pointer. Like, you can't make those kinds of mistakes, and that's where the Celtics, you just commit. And even if somebody commits to the wrong thing, the rest of the guys will pick him up. And that's an important element to this team. Keeping their heads on straight is so critical to their success.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. You mentioned Tatum. It seemed like every time they needed a key play last night, he was the guy.
Yeah, it was not his biggest scoring output, like 19 points. Or, you know, the Raptors kind of are able to keep him in check numbers-wise. But that third quarter was brilliant. And, you know, they came out, they're playing kind of poorly. They didn't have the right energy. And there goes Tatum disrupting a three-on-one, getting a steal. Three-on-one breaks are automatic. They have to be automatic. If I'm looking at that game film and I'm their coach, that's like the first thing I'm pulling up. How do you not score on a three-on-one? And that's where the 20-4 run starts. It's Tatum's defense, and he played great defense. He was a key element in that zone. And then obviously, offensively, getting two huge dunks, feeding Kornet for a third dunk. It was a masterclass. That 7 minutes of Tatum in that stretch was just perfect Jason Tatum.
Spurs up next, and they've been struggling this season, and in past years you'd worry about a letdown, but we haven't seen as many of those this year.
No, they generally do pretty well there. But hey, look, it's a team that they've beaten once. And they did a pretty good job with Wembanyama in that one game. And Denver is in town on Friday. So that is if there is the potential for a letdown, this is the game, the Spurs game. But you're right. They have very, very few duds this season. Obviously the Milwaukee game, but that I think was just a schedule. They were just toast. They haven't looked past many opponents, and it hasn't cost them very often. So hopefully getting back home and getting a little bit of rest and, you know, getting a little bit refocused, they can shake off some of these January doldrums. I do think that this is going to be a tough stretch because they do have two home games and then three road games, and then they come back. After that, things settle down. They can settle in for a nice 2 weeks at home and seven games at home. But for now, let's hope that they can bring the energy and bring the focus against San Antonio and not have that be a letdown. Because they got a perfect home record to protect.
Absolutely. John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, Locked On Celtics podcast. John, good stuff. Thanks. As always, have a great weekend. We'll check in with you next Tuesday.
All right. Talk to you then. See ya.
That is John Corrales every week here on Downtown.